Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited already. My tongue is a little tied. I told y'all, let's get to the important part first. Let me explain to y'all first why we picked that song. But before we get into that, because we got so much to do, we gotta open. Let's get it, because it's Sunday, y'all. Let's slow down. Let's breathe. Let me do the same. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. Get comfortable. Get naked. Relax. Or drink, or three. Roll you a fat blunt, spliff, get you a bowl, whatever it is that makes you get relaxed, get comfortable, sit back, because y'all getting ready to be with your boy for a minute, because Black America, we got some things to talk about. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like my opinion. If you don't support what I'm about to say tonight, by all means, get the fuck off my show. If you have a question, opinion, or thought, the number is 563-999-3090. I need y'all to be ready for tonight because we got some very important topics to talk about. We got some very important things to get in. But first off, tonight's show, you're going to see a very strange and strong correlation to the music and to the message. DMX put in that song that stuck out to me to that first song we just heard. Was Mind Your Business, Lady. I need all the Karens. I need all the supervisors. I need all the people who think because somebody in a position of a job gave them authority over Black people, I need you to understand right now, mind your motherfucking business and go have several seats. Because we're going to get to that in a minute, too. We're going to talk about things tonight, man. I'm looking forward to some people calling in tonight. Production manager is already queued up. She's ready to go. We are live to family. We got to talk because things are getting serious, and we're not talking to one another. I tell people the most important aspect of any relationship is communication. I don't give a fuck about all the other dumb shit. You can tell me all day, ooh, his penis ain't big enough. Ooh, he don't make enough money. Ooh, he don't drive certain cars. Ooh, he don't like tennis shoes. Ooh, she's not a gamer. You can come up with all the dumb shit that y'all want to come up with, but at the end of the day, any relationship, every relationship, the most important aspect of it is communication, and anybody who tells you otherwise is fucking lying. So let's address that elephant in the room, okay? Let's get that out the way, because y'all getting ready to hear some of my principles, because it is time to talk. I've let everybody else say what they wanted to say. I've let everybody else get their opinions off, so we're going to address some things. They're going to be short. They're going to be sweet. They're going to be to the point. The number one thing that I want to address in America is fuck Stephen A. Smith. I hope somebody tweets that. You can tag my name. You can go get my Twitter handle. It's LuxuriaFC1. Production manager, you could put it out there and let them know that I said that, but fuck Stephen A. Smith. And here's why. Because Stephen A. Smith ain't doing nothing but for the money. That is a coon-ass nigga. He's no better than Steve Harvey, Kanye West, any other celebrity that's out there. See, the reason why us today say hip-hop is dead, because hip-hop was never about the celebrity status. Hip-hop and the culture and the movement of hip-hop was about the change and the status quo about things that was happening to the black community. I don't give a fuck about the white community, the Mexican community, and the other diverse communities. When it comes to the black community, is still getting fucked over and picked over. So before I can have some empathy for what everybody else got going on, fix the issues in the black community. Because, baby, just because y'all gave us Juneteenth doesn't mean y'all fixed our issues. Our school system still sucks. The justice system is still adversely attacking still black people. I don't give a fuck about what any other race got going on. It's still unjustly and unfairly and biasly coming directly after us for everything. No, I don't give a fuck about Biden being the president. No, I don't give a fuck about the vaccine mandate. No, I don't give a fuck about the mask mandate. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to do what's best duly noted for my family first. And if you're not doing the same, you're a fool. Believe in the vaccine, get it. If you don't believe in the vaccine, don't get it. And if you're on the fence, then get the necessary information you need to then make your decision. That's my answer. If you want to know how I feel about it, that's my answer. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't, don't. If you're hesitant, figure out what you need to do to make a decision. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, buts. There's no, ooh, we're getting ready to write a whole speech. I'm getting ready to be somebody's press secretary so they can come talk to me about some dumb shit about why I feel. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Let's call a spade a spade. Because for the fact of the matter, they never shut down this country in the first place, and they have no intentions of slowing down ever again. So either you're for whatever the fuck they kick it out, or you're against whatever the fuck they kick it out. But I'm telling you right now, they are done playing the game. When people ask me, oh, look at you, you should have seen how your boy Obama, first of all, I'm going to let you know, because information is public record. You can go pull my voter's registration card. I am a non-party affiliate registered member to vote. I don't give a fuck about the Democrats. I don't give a fuck about the Republicans. I am on neither one of their sides. So stop asking me about politics because I don't give a fuck. What I care about is the decisions being made best fit my family, my city, my friends, then I'm going to be the person that either doesn't vote or I'm going to vote you out. And people's like, oh, you got to vote. Let me tell you why I'm against that statement. And I need somebody to understand. If I know that I wouldn't vote for either candidate that's going to get picked, what is the purpose of me voting? And people are like, oh, that's un-American to look at it like that. I didn't believe in Hillary Clinton or Trump. Oh, well, you should have voted such and such. I said, bitch, I could have wrote my name on there as far as I was concerned. Neither one of them was a better choice. Neither when Biden got it was it a better choice. People are like, oh, well, you voted for Obama. Yeah, duh. First off, the nigga look like me. Let me let the cat out of the bag. First off, the nigga did look like me. Second of all, I watched the nigga go through the same nigga shit like me. White people, y'all will never understand until it actually happens to you. No. Not, ooh, it's happening to my kids and my grandkids. See, you still don't have a first-person perspective. You have a, I like to call it, position adjacent. It's like you're not the pilot, but you're the co-pilot. You're not the mechanic. You're like the journeyman. You're not the whatever it is. You're not the person who actually does it, but you like to get the credit. You know, like the employer-employee relationship. The employer gets the credit, but the employee did all the hard work. Because don't think for a minute that most of these people that y'all toting out here to be the greatest and most brilliant minds of the world, they just talk funny. Them niggas ain't really that motherfucking smart. Have a conversation with some of them motherfuckers realistically one-on-one, and you find out that they lost in a bitch. I know. I've been in some rooms. Time for us to take the mantle in the community that we're supposed to be. If you're saying that you're a leader, then be a leader. Stop talking. Somebody said, why don't you say anything about it? I said, because I have no position to influence change in that situation because nobody's looking for my opinion. And it was like, well, how do you look at the ability to influence change? Bitch, if you want my money, you're going to come talk to me because I'm not participating in nothing I don't believe in. And they was like, what do you mean you're not participating? You don't have to give your money to those people. So let me help people understand. See, somebody got mad at me and they said, why are you not going to participate in the Florida public school system? I said, I am. I said, but you got to understand the difference. I grew up in North Carolina. Let me just give you a scenario because people like to question you when they don't understand the logic, but they don't understand the principle behind it. And this is what I had to explain to somebody. I said, I grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina as a child. As a child in a diversely, mostly black neighborhood, the resources that was there at Seabrook, at the YMCA, going on post, going to church, going to City Hall, dealing with all the different activities that was in there, Future Business Leaders of America, Future Firefighters, 4-H Club, all these different things gave me the ability to be who I am today. And nobody actually went and signed me up. I actually signed myself up, and it was like, no, your mom got to sign off on it, and I gave her the paper. Because in my neighborhood, what they said is, if you don't hear the sirens or a gunshot in that night, then that was a great night for the community. That was the neighborhood that I grew up in. So when people be like, oh, my God, you sound so white. Bitch, fuck you. I don't know what the fuck that is. My people educated me. All my teachers were black until I got to high school and middle school. From zero to completing of the fifth grade, every single teacher, every single person that I looked at in my face looked just like me. They educated me in ways that made sense to me. And I say that very importantly because when I left that community and I went to another community, no, I was no longer a valued target anymore because they didn't know who I was. I was an outsider. I was a cast out. I can tell you this because I've been traveling my life. The first thing you do when you get somewhere else is they try to group you into the group. Whatever you did somewhere else doesn't fucking matter. Understand, nobody gives a fuck about what you did over there. And if the cussing bothers you, I'm sorry, I'm only using those as words enhancers. please don't be so sensitive, because that's my other issue with the black community. We've become so sensitive, and I'm like, why the hell are we over here acting like little pussies? Little pussies, and I'm going to say it like that. If it offends you, please understand this is your problem, not mine. We are really out here acting as if nobody can say anything to us because we're so great. And when somebody actually says something that resonates to you, you're so sensitive that you can't take the fact that somebody actually sat down and had the decency to tell you the truth about you. So with that being said, I'm going to let y'all have it a little bit. We're going to go into a commercial break, because I need to stretch. I need to have another drink, because we got some more stuff to talk about, y'all. I promise y'all, it's going to get good. It's going to get better. You're going to like it. We're going to deep stroke a little bit, but just take it one step at a time. Production manager, go ahead and take us to break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot.
Jack can sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My own Metcalf, come and get some.
Yeah.
Play of my position. Hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, infliction. Poison and dark sickness. Best believe finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start double bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but suddenly. Got it from my fucking son and you. Got you and in your last lucky running who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single make your love respect.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on. Turn it into a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time finner. When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex. Low petro, your metro. Politan, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Them driving in, come with false halogen. Terrorize your city from the committee. Kick the both Timberlands, hurry. Grinning, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep to you pour from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the business. You, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mics. Beating to death and beating dead for life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia than Mazda's got on a car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront you. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis, you wild? Who wanna act fly, get shot down with a surface-to-air missile? I take them on and on state size and forms to spit on anybody who ain't close enough to 0 to 60. I'm already doing 100 when I'm and I give it to any.
Get off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, I'm up off it. I'm gon' run it now. However strong go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the light is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. You ain't that strong, knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. Use a big, a ski mask for it, baby. So I can lick you up on front seat. You get some sweet, one heat, one deep, even behind. One
cut
seat.
My mic on. It's time to get riding. Got homies from the N.O.s.
All right, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm your boy, Big Bap. We are here live at the Big Bap and Friend Show Soulful Sunday. And before we go into Black History is World History, I want to talk about the reason why I call the Sunday show Soulful Sunday. And I started that because I thought it was important to feed people's soul on Sunday before they go back in to work on Monday. So I felt like, okay, let me do something that I can give to people on Sunday night. And if they need to get up on Monday morning and finish it, if they get sleepy, if they get tired, it's something that they can still put back in on Monday morning and get them ready to go into the workday and deal with the bullshit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's what we just got. I wanted y'all to see the transition because I want y'all to connect with me on this now. This show is no longer abstract to you anymore. This show is about to be personal. This show is about to be real. This show is about to be everything that you need. I have devoted time to make sure that this is done right, that you get my full energy, that we go fully deep, immersed in culture. Now, as we say that, let's get to our favorite part of this episode, which is Black History is World History. And tonight is going to be brought to you by D-Oils. And so I'm going to explain to you what D-Oils is. So D-Oils, number one, is a brainchild of mine. I stumbled onto sitting down with a herbalist when I had went to Djibouti. This is in Africa. If you don't know where that is, go look it up on the map. If you've never actually spelt it, it starts with a D. I know it says Djibouti, but it starts with the D apostrophe J and then spell the rest of the word out. If you don't know how to spell it from there, just say it into your mic. Djibouti. Djibouti. Just say it like that. It'll find it. I promise you. It'll spell it out. It may help y'all because some of y'all ain't never picked the ones that they talk about on the news that's in war all the time. Right. I know what I said. Anywho, let's not get there. But anywho, so while sitting over there, I had the ability to sit up under herbalist for 2 years, and I learned about roots and soils and topical dirts and creams and herbs and gardens and to cooking to flowering to botanicals to oil extraction. Like, I sat back and I watched people that look just like me do this every day by hand, and I was like, wow, this is cool. This is deep. This is amazing. This is everything that I would love to be able to participate in. And I sat there and I soaked up all of this wonderful knowledge, and I came back home and I was bored. And I was like, I was going through a divorce when I started my company, because at that point I said I would never again invest in others. I would start investing in myself because I invested a lot, like two whole businesses that went bad in that marriage, you know, particular marriage. So I said, no, I'm going to start over and I'm going to make it about me. And so in doing so, you know, it's hard to run a business completely by yourself. So I brought in a business partner. That business partner kind of mentally had a mental breakdown, mental crisis. Things happened, had to dissolve the company and then restart it. So we restarted it up under my slogan, which was Experience the Set. And the reason why I chose to make the rebrand and rename, it will still be operating as D-Oil. So you'll still see D-Oil on the package, but our actual company name now is Experience Descent. And the reason why I did that, and I wanted to take the time to explain it, is because when you buy a product or when you get something from me, you're not going to go, and I want to take the time to explain this because a lot of people used to get mad at me for this, and I said I will not change why I do what I do. So I want you to understand, you're not going to get this beautiful, glamorized, super sexy package from me generally. What you're going to get from me is a product with a label in a container that absolutely fucking works. It's going to be made to your skin type, to your style, to your dress, to the location of the, like, people don't even understand, like, when I make my butters based off of the region that you're in and the season in the region that I'm making it in. And people are like, well, I said, all of that matters. Texas is generally not the same type of skin type that's in Illinois. That's not the same type of skin type that's in Washington State. Because what the energy and the sky and the wind and everything does in each of those regions, I'm like, I don't give a fuck how many voodoo priests and prayed over that dumb shit. If the person doesn't understand what they're dealing with, then you're not going to be successful. And I can tell you, I have all types of clients. I have Latina clients. I have black clients. I have white clients. I have all types of clients. And I don't advertise my business. And whenever I tell them that I'm making something, they come back. Because it has never been about the look of the container. They never cared about the glamorous or non-glamorous packaging that it was packaged in. What they cared about is when they got it, it worked. I based my product off of I have eczema and I have sensitive skin. So every product that I make if it can't stand up to me as a skin test first, it doesn't even get approved for manufacturing. And I'm talking about the base products. I'm not talking about whatever. I go and I check out the base product, and it has to be pure. It is funny because I had a girl one time, and it was funny because she was making soaps, right? She says, yo, shit, because she had bought some oils from me. And she goes, yo, let me tell you how potent your oils are. And I was like, what? She goes, the recipe that I had to actually cut your oil in half because of the quality of your oil. It was too strong for the actual recipe that I had been using. And I was like, oh, really? She goes, yeah. She goes, so how much did you say you sold those bottles again for? Because, I mean, I only bought one. I like to put in a big order. And she did. She put in a really massive order. Her order came in. She got it. I never heard from her again. That's great. I wasn't mad. But I love the fact that I connected with somebody and I got a direct sale. But it was because I connected. And her and my wife actually still talk to this day. I've never really talked to her again. And I tell people all the time, when you do what you do, do it because you love what you do. Don't do it because you're trying to make a dollar. Anybody can charge you a dollar. But are they doing it because it's what they love? Are they doing it because it's their passion? Are they doing it because it's their hobby? Are they doing it because they want to see you succeed? Are they doing it because they really want to bless you? Are they blessing you because they've already been blessed and they just want to give some blessings away a little bit? See, when you start looking at it from that perspective, you start looking at it from the negative, because people who have blessed me have propelled me, not even realizing that while they were blessing me, I was still turning around and feeding them and blessing them. So we were being blessed together. That's why I keep telling y'all go to church and then die. Y'all ain't doing nothing but talking about each other in them pews. Get out them pews. Get back in your community. Bake some pies and cookies and stuff. Start trusting your neighbor because you take the time to get to know your damn neighbor. Y'all don't even know. Most of y'all live in apartments or in houses that y'all move to a place where y'all don't know nobody and don't want to know nobody because you feel like everybody judging you. How you going to be great if you feel like everybody is against you? Bitch, if you great, just be great. They'll see your greatness. Nobody didn't have to tell me I was great after I realized I was great the first time. You know how old I was when I realized I was great? I was 4. I was in the newspaper for a fire rescue. I was great. My name, my mother's address. We stopped the fire. Well, not we. I put out a fire at 4. I stopped someone's entire house from going ablaze. By the time the firefighters got there, they was like, yo, you put that out? Yeah. Man, you thought really smart. Just boom, boom, boom. Then I turned into a bit of a pyro and then almost blew up a house, so I was in the newspaper again. I was great. Both ways. Like, I was great. But it was one of those times where I started realizing, okay, what do I want to do next? And I said, you know what? The greatest gift that I could do is show other people that, no, I'm not better than you. Let me help you get to where I am. If we just had that mindset a little bit, you'd be surprised how many people running around the neighborhood would be great. But we think everything's a damn competition. Everybody screaming Black Wall Street, and the most important thing about Black Wall Street was they actually helped each other. Go read the actual story. Go know somebody that's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood, Oklahoma. Go actually learn your history. Understand it. That is why we call this segment Black History is World History, because we want you to know your history. So with that being said, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this commercial, and y'all know what we're coming back with. Aha.
Yeah, Cisco.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga?
You know what I'm saying?
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Mm-hmm.
What these bitches want from a nigga?
Break them off,
oh, yeah,
son.
Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, cocoa puff, sweet bitches,
what?
Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. That niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pat, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life.
Right.
So what is it you want from a nigga?
What?
I gave you, you gave me.
Bitch,
I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever had.
Right.
Better than all the rest. I'm like, alright, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough.
What
you
want from a
Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookies. So I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, and Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina, about three Kims, Latoya, Tina, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga?
I
think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this and this, some cap, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm sleep, trying to creep with your best friend. Put it in, D.G.
Cisco had a banger right there. All right, man, y'all know what time it is. It is what day it is, so let's go ahead and jump into that. I just want to tell everybody out there, man, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love. If you have a question, a topic, if there's anything that you want to say, you can call into the show. We are live right now, 563-999-3090. Call directly into the studio. The production manager will get you screened and get you on the air, and we'll let you ask your question, because no question is a dumb question, man. Let's go with it. Like, you know, I tell people, here's the craziest part, though, because, and I say this as a warning, because I've had people come on the show and, like, really come on and just do disrespectful things. I've seen it. And I need you to understand, like, I'm a very in-the-moment type person. So be warned, I'm not what you're used to. Like, let's play proper. Let's play fair. But if you decide to play games with me on the air, just understand I'm going to give you exactly what you was looking for. Do, 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 do. Y'all don't even know what song that is. Matter of fact, if you know what song that is, I'm going to give you a free ticket to Body Empowerment. Call the show right now, 563 888-999-3090. If you know what song that is right now, call in. I will give you a free ticket in February to Body Empowerment. And if you're coming in from out of town, we'll give you the VIP package, which includes all accommodations, everything customly included. The only thing you have to do is pay for your ticket to get here. I promise you, y'all going to want to enjoy that. So if you know what that is, you have to call in. You have to give me that live on the air. So you have between now and when I end the show, and I'm not telling you when I'm ending the show. So, again, the number is 563-999-3090. So if you go find that, that's on you. If you know the song, you have to call in to get that. Production manager, let me know when we got a caller on the air, and I'll come out of what we're doing and take that call so we can see if we got a winner. Because I'm going to just let y'all know, I'm going to throw hints. I'm going to throw y'all some hints all night because that is so, so, so important. It is very important that we give out hints to anything that we do. So I'm going to give you hints all night. It is so important. All right. So we have today is October the 17th. So let's see what we have today for October the 17th. Today is National Pasta Day. And if I would have known, you know, and it was crazy because my wife was actually going to make chicken lasagna, but we got tied up with a lot of things, but that would have been really, really cool because the day would have been perfect for that because today is National Pasta Day. So if you got a pasta dish and you made it today, get some you made like 6 months ago. But like if you made pasta today, tag me on it, tag DJ's Roundtable, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, wherever it is, but tag us so we can know that y'all did it. All the ways to follow us is on the page on Facebook and on Instagram, but it's DJ's Roundtable. Go let us know that you put pasta out there. Today is also National Mulligan Day. So mulligan is the Irish term when you're playing golf, and it's basically a do-over. You get a do-over. So today is basically National Do-Over Day. So if you felt like everything's not right, all right, man, listen, fuck it. Tomorrow you get up, you got a do-over. Just National Do-Over. If it didn't go right, have a drink and then get up tomorrow and just do the day over. Just act like if today wasn't great for you, get up tomorrow and just start the fuck over. Okay? Because today is National Mulligan Day. Fuck it. It was a day. You need one of those. This day might be one of the most mental health therapeutic days you could ever fucking have in your life. Just, you know what? Fuck today. Tomorrow, I'm going to start over. Mulligan Day. Whoever came up with that one, tell him or her, thank you. You are a genius. We fucks with that one. National Mulligan Day. Big bath. I certify that one. October 17th, we are going to celebrate this one from now on. National Mulligan Day. We just going to put that on our calendar. That is a Big Bappin' Friends official holiday. We will celebrate that day. Okay? Going forward. I like that one. Today is National Edge Day. I know about edge play, so I'm not sure. Production manager, I'm going to need a better understanding of that one because I just don't even want to talk about that because I don't even know. And I love this last one because I love poetry. So today is National Black Poetry Day. And so I was thinking to myself, and Self said, huh? And so Han said, Self, and I just want y'all to know, when we start doing our live shows, we will have poets featured at certain shows. So if you are a poet, if you're looking to be a poet, if you know a poet, when we're doing certain shows, when we're in certain regions and certain areas, we're going to be trying to get some of these poets to come out because, believe it or not, poetry is the first form of writing I actually was comfortable writing. I'm a very big fan of poetry. I couldn't write comfortably unless I was writing it in poetry. I couldn't, like, if you really got me to write a regular sentence, I couldn't write it unless I was writing it poetically. And people don't understand there are multiple forms of poetry, and I was really good at writing all of them. Shakespeare is a form of poetry. I was really good at writing in that kind of style set, and so it was what really got me into public speaking. And once I realized I had a strong voice and I really love public speaking, that's just really when, you know, who I was as a person took off. I've had jobs as trainers. You know, anything that kind of I get to educate, teach, or do has come from poetry. And so I'm a very big advocate for poetry. As everything in my philanthropic life grows, poetry will be at the center of that, because I believe poetry to be a great foundational tool of writing in the Black community. And if you don't, if you've never taken the time to write a poem or deal with spoken word, you really should take that in, and you should really go take it in and its element. You should really go get the exposure. Because I could tell you, I knew when I fell in love with poetry was when I was first writing poetry. And then, you know, when I began to start seeing certain movies, poetry was really expressed. Langston Hughes was really talked about in depth in the areas that I grew up in. And so you have to understand, when you really want to take something on, you have to go and really immerse yourself in it. That's why I tell people, I believe in being a cultural lifestyle mentor, because you cannot teach something that you don't immerse yourself in. This is why I get mad about what I hear a lot of famous people say about hip hop, because hip hop is not just the people who rapped it or went to jail or whatever. It is also the culture that they were speaking of that grew up around that. See, the problem that I have now is a lot of people are out here in rap, in the industry, acting as if they understand hip hop. Hip hop was never about drugs. It was never about crime. It was about exposing crime. It was about exposing corruption. It was about exposing everything, because everything that people never understood was everything that everyone's doing now is what the Black culture and the Black community was criticized for. The 70s, the 80s, the 90s. So now when we get to 2020 and we're seeing the Cardi B's and the Nicki Minaj's and all, we're not mad at the fact that it's there, but it's like, okay, that's what y'all gave us, and y'all think that that's all we were talking about. No, we were still talking about sustainable education, sustainable infrastructure, leadership, pilot programs that taught organizational structure to the Black community. See, these were the things we were still talking about. And everybody got silent when they just gave us some money and told us to go away, and they famed us out, and they took it, and they ran with it. And so our celebrities got wealthy, and then they had other types of problems because they never had those problems before in their life, and so they didn't know how to deal with those problems, and so they was learning, and so they really couldn't give back to the community because they was tied up, and it was an ongoing cycle, because when you get money for the first time and you never had that kind of money, baby, you better understand how to play the game, because understand, I'm going to tell you, Ludacris said it best. Nigga, if you owe Uncle Sam his money, pay him his money, because it comes back real serious. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do birthdays. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Slack shit.
Yeah.
Slack shit is like, slack.
Bump the fuck out. Bro.
For real.
See, to live, to suffer, and to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get me back on my feet.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know, because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions, prepare my ass for jail.
They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping.
People don't understand when that song came out, like I was going through so much. Like I sat back and I put that song on repeat, and at a young adult's life, when, because you gotta understand, it was in my late teens to early 20s when this song came out, and I was seeing life so fast. And when I tell you, I put that song on for like 30 days and just rolled around the city. Just crying, like, bro, fuck this. I'm just over life. I gotta figure it out. I'm banging this song because, like, X was like, for people who don't understand, like, X's albums are like dope. Like you gotta understand, like, X's albums is dope. But anyways, man, let me not go deep into that because I gotta do birthdays. Let me come back and touch on something real quick. So Edge is October 17th. It promotes a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. I'm for that. Educate your kids, man. Educate your kids. So that's a good one. I'm Edge program. I'm okay with that. Like that don't piss me off. I ain't got to kill nobody. I ain't got to be disrespectful. So you know, cause sometimes I just feel like they be being disrespectful. So let's get into the birthdays. Okay, so October 17th was. It's Howard Rollins' birthday. If you don't know who that is, you might want to go Google him. I'm not even going to tell you how famous that man is to Black history. You better go Google him if you don't know who he is. That's a very important man. Also, Mr. Wood Harris' birthday is today. Sharon Lill's birthday is today. Angel Parker's birthday is today. Ziggy Marley's birthday is today. Mae Jemison's birthday is today. Wyclef's birthday is today. God damn, it's a lot of niggas born on today. Like, damn, like, y'all mamas must have been, what month is this, the 10th month? That makes sense. Valentine's Day, yep, that makes sense. Valentine's Day weekend. God damn, boy, y'all was bored around this motherfucker, boy. Y'all was fucking. Whew, Jesus. Just, okay, I get you. Woo-wee. And that's just if you came to term. After that, you know that, okay, from Valentine's to spring babies. There you go. I see y'all. Okay. Jesus, y'all be fucking at the beginning of the year when it's cold outside. All right, let me stop. Okay. Manute Bol was born on the 16th. Lori Euphoria was born on the 16th. DJ Khaled was born. DJ Khalil was born. I don't know who the hell that is. I don't really care. Kim Williams was born on the 16th. Terry Vaughn, Nomi Osaka, Andre Talley. I'm starting to realize some very unique personalities is also, like, y'all are almost like some borderline schizophrenic, happy nature. Like, y'all are really eclectic people. I'm looking, see, John Street, Eric Benet, Anthony Joshua, yep, Tito Jackson, various cold, very eccentric people, Genuine, Jay Farrell. See, and this bitch-ass nigga, why? I'm going to address him in a minute. Like, I want to come back to him. I'm not even going to say his, because he's a buffoon. Karen White, Usher, very eccentric personalities. Let me address this fool, Stephen A. Smith, and I'm going to say this because his birthday was the 14th. So let me give him a shout-out. Somebody can tag, again, y'all can tag him, tweet him. I would love to have an open debate with him because here's why. Fuck Stephen A. Smith, and I'm going to tell you why. Because ESPN and the death of Stuart Scott began to make ESPN and kind of like a they really tributed Stuart Scott with how they developed ESPN for quite some years after that. Look at all the people who kind of bloomed to fame. They were those who were around him they were sharing ideas with. They allowed those white people to really take off. But it was Stuart A. Scott when ESPN was really, really taking off. He was the voice that was carrying ESPN on a regular nightly basis. Understanding. Being that Stuart Scott is an alum of UNC, he believes in the Carolina way. It is something that is taught at Carolina's business school. Understand, I believe in those principles. I teach them every single day. Dean Smith wrote a wonderful book. But let's say less about that. But this Uncle Tom-ass nigga then rose to fame, and he's nothing but a coon-ass nigga acting like he is a voice for the black people, and he don't care nothing about the fucking dollar. He is always going to make sure he checks the bank first, and I don't like those types of niggas. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with getting your money, but there's something wrong when you're getting the money at the plight of your own people, and you have the ability to be a voice, and you choose to be a pussy ass nigga on TV. Black folks know it, and white folks know it, and every minority in between. We don't like you. We don't respect you. And I am telling you, as the voice of a lot of people that I talk to daily, who's like, man, I don't even listen to that nigga. I turn the TV when he come on TV. I'm telling you, I'll debate you. You can pick the topic. You can pick the subject. But I'm going to tell you, every reference that I'm going to have is going to come back at you as a man, as a person, and the shortcomings that you have became as you've become the so-called face, voice, and leader of ESPN for the black culture. Nigga, fuck you. I stand behind that, and I stand behind those words wholeheartedly. There is nothing wrong with getting paid. But when you tell people to sell their soul for a dollar, nigga, fuck you. And I mean that. Wholeheartedly. I mean that from the bottom. This is not a hate message because I don't hate you. I'm sad for you because you're lost. You're confused. You don't really understand. Because like I told people for a long time, his favorite word was capitulate. That is the number one word that he pitches to the black community. And when you go read it, capitulate means to go to the demands of someone else, even if it is against your own good. Tell somebody to go against their better judgment, because the number one rule in life is self-preservation. That is the number one rule. So how can you tell somebody to give up on self-preservation for somebody else? That's why when people was like, oh, we got to get the vaccine. Let me give somebody a reason why I told them I can't get the vaccine, because it made no sense. Oh, we got to do it for the greater good of the community is what they pitch. Bitch, how? We live in communities where the sidewalk can't even get fixed. Come on, man. Let's speak facts. Let's talk about how our community and how our neighborhoods are failing. Are deteriorating daily, weekly, monthly. how there's more check cashing places and drug stores and liquor stores and food and fake food process place stores in our neighborhood, and then you go to all these other nice, well-to-do communities, and they're like, oh, we're sorry, you guys don't belong over here. The fuck? How you tell some people who've been free and been here forever because somebody put up a fence or did some shit that they can't even... Let me tell you something. This country is ass-fucking-backwards with how we treat our minorities. And I'm sorry. I'm not entertaining anymore. And if a nigga want to sit on TV and get millions of dollars to be a jackass, understand, every day I'm going to tell him that he's a jackass. Because my mama used to always say, and my grandma will say to this day, baby, we don't follow jackasses. They'll get you killed. If you ain't got no black family from the South, go ask somebody from the South who got a grandma from like Mississippi, Alabama, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas. Go ask them how we say stuff like that. We don't follow fools. We don't follow idiots. They don't sugarcoat it. Because, baby, they will get you killed. Or worse, you'll spend the rest of your life in jail or prison. We mean that. There's no joke behind that. That's not an I'm being cute statement. Because the difference is when you downtown and they telling you what they going to do to you and you can't afford to pay to stop them from doing what they say they going to do to you, and then everybody got to come and be a rallying cry because they trying to railroad you, and we see that they trying to railroad you. Bitch, we don't need you to be that type of martyr. CEO, we need you to be a philanthropist. We need you to be a doctor. We need you to be a lawyer. We need you to be a telecommunication specialist. We need you to be an astrophysicist. We need you to be an agricultural specialist. We need you to be a hairstylist. We need you to be a pastor. We need you to be a bus driver. We need you to be a teacher. We still need y'all. Everybody talking about, ooh, I got me. I ain't worried about nobody. No, bitch, we need y'all. Shut the fuck up, get a damn job, get a career, do something to help build the community, start a business, do something, but do something. There's no reason why we're now 30, 40, and 50 years old, and we're still not impacting our community. We're not telling our kids, it's up to you. What the fuck? How? But y'all taking pictures for the gram, y'all turning up, y'all at everybody club partying, I got this, da 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 da. Everybody partied off of motherfucking stimulus money, but all y'all finna go get a job, and y'all can't even not stand up to the job that y'all got, because at the end of the day, y'all went broke in the fucking pandemic, because y'all was trying to do dumb shit. So don't tell me, for those of us who sat down and built ourselves and got skills and went back to school and started businesses and networked and took trainings and did classes all throughout the pandemic, don't get mad at them now because they flourishing and they want to talk about it. You can't get mad at them. You got to be mad at you, boo, because you were stagnant. The definition of stagnant means death. You are decaying and or dying at that point. We got to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back after that.
Death Jam. Wealth's hottest. My nigga TV, creep with me.
Why is it every move I make turns out to be a bad one? Where's my guardian angel? Need one, wish I had one.
I'm right here, shorty, and I'ma hold you down. Trying to fuck all these bitches, I'ma show you how.
But who?
Name P like you, but my friends call me Damien. And I'ma put you into something. About the Damien, you will need to take it there. You'll be the hottest nigga ever living.
That's a given?
You'll see.
That's what I've been wanting all my life. Thinking about my little man, so I call my wife. Well, your dad's about to make it happen.
What you mean, my nigga?
I'm about to make it rapping. Today I met this cat. He said his name was Damien. He thinks that we're a lot alike and wants to be my friend.
You mean like Chucky?
Yeah, just like Chucky.
Dada, looks like we both fucky.
Yeah, the snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar?
AOD.
What up, D?
You just smooth, nigga. I seen you when nobody knew who pulled the trigger.
Yeah, you know, it's always overdose.
You sure? I could've swore it was over a hoe.
Nah, that ain't my style.
Nigga, you stay frontin', but you still my man. I ain't gon' say nothing. Got the weed, go ahead, smoke it.
What?
Go ahead, drink it.
What?
Go ahead and fuck shorty. You know I can keep it secret.
Right.
I'm about to have you driving, probably in Benz, but we gotta stay friends. Blood out, blood in.
Sounds good to me. Fuck it, what I got to lose? Nothing I can think of, any nigga would choose. Got me pushing the whips, taking trips across seas. Pockets stay laced, nigga, I foresee. With that nigga, I will bleed, give him my right hand. Now that I think about it, yo, that's my man.
The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? The snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar?
You like how everything is going? You like what I gave you?
Yeah.
You know if you was going down, I'd be the one to save you.
I'd be the one to save you. But these niggas across town hate you. So that's another one of my favorite DMX tracks, because it's like when you don't understand the conversation and the depth. Because I've been having this conversation with a lot of people, this is going to be a PSA for the black community. I need y'all to alert. PSA, 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 alert, alert, PSA, 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 alert, alert, alert. Okay? Being so angry. Here's why. You're mad because you're getting help, but the people older than you aren't getting help and don't want to get help. Calm down. They didn't have the resources. They were learning how to get those resources to our community. Now we're getting those resources in our community, and we're just playing catch up. It's okay. Calm down. Yes, there is a lot of hurt. Yes, there is a lot of generational curses. Yes, there is a lot of pain. But guess what? We are the generation that's responsible for making sure the generation that comes behind us are better prepared, are more put together, are more fit to be strong leaders. I tell everybody that's the only thing, that's the only role that I play in my family now. Talking about how to be a stronger family network as we get older, baby, what are we doing and why are you talking to me? Because there is nothing, I'm sorry, I'm not, don't entertain me with the dumb shit. But understand, our elders was just learning how to get into social work, really, and was just learning how to get into psychology and just learning, because you got to understand these things were being done to us. Have we made it to a point where we could be comfortable? No, but we got to understand we do have a bigger footprint inside of the door now. We do have a stronger voice speaking for us. Is it as strong as we would always like it to be? Absolutely. Nothing in life is perfect, but you keep striding for a more perfect anything. That's why I never understood how people can say that they follow anything and don't believe in what it teaches. And then if you believe in what it teaches, then how are you replicating it? Like, I followed a lot of different teachers, like the teachings of Jeet Kune Do. When you listen to the martial arts of Bruce Lee, the one thing that he talked about was being like water. Being able to adapt and change and flow like water in all things, be able to go from offense to defense in the same motion, being multi-purpose, multifaceted, multifunctional. These words are cross-functional in all different types of ways of life, but we get so stagnant on what we know and believe, so we just say, you know what, I'm going to just go like this because this has to be the only way that that can happen. What? Only way. Only way? That's not true. Vince Carter did a reverse wrong footed 360. The fuck you mean only way? And he jumped higher than most people doing it the natural way. So, okay, that's why he's considered one of the greatest dunkers ever, because what he's done technically defies the body. Who gets a two-step lead, fast break dunk over a seven-something center? Born gifted. But we got to get in this mindset of, let's educate. Let's help. Let's be a blessing. Every person that I'm connected to is a blessing. We don't really look at the money all the time. Now, some of the shit y'all want is stupid, so we ain't playing with that. But if you sick, we can go get you some chicken noodle soup and some orange juice. If you ain't got no toilet paper, baby, we can go to the store and buy you a 36-pack. Can't get the simple things because we got to go get our butts injected and our titties done, and we got to go get our face contoured and our body shaped, and dudes got to go have 38 pairs of Jordans and some ultra tight fit pants with a Versace fit and some Balenciaga shades and a new Charger and a Challenger in the driveway. Like, what are we proving? We did all of that and then what? What do we teach our kids? What skill sets do our kids have? So when we leave, how are our kids prepared to be here? Because, baby, how you getting money, your kid might not be talented enough to follow behind you. That's a heavy mantle to come behind and do the same thing that your parent did. It's hard. It's hard to live up to those standards. Could not be Master P. Romeo was good in his own right in what he does, but Master P was something special, not the same. Michael Jordan was great. His sons, not so much. It's not easy to come behind greatness. That's why I tell people all the time, let your kids find their way, because what you're great at may not be what they're great at. They may be great at something totally fucking different. But we think because, oh, well, we have a law to go to law school. No, bitch, if the family owns that business is there. Let that one kid that don't want to practice law go do something else. Let things be okay. We are killing our communities. Because we don't want to have honest, effective communication. It is time to let go of pride and ego. A word about ownership than being good stewardship. We would rather have materialism than have equity in the people around us. I would rather go somewhere and everybody knows me. My wife says, my wife calls me Cheers. And I'm like, what? She goes, anywhere you go is Cheers. I'm like, what? She goes, nigga, everybody know you. It doesn't matter where you go. Everybody knows you when you show up. And I'm like, well, I mean, I hope anybody. She goes, yeah, that's weird. Nobody's like that. I'm like, but that's me. She goes, no. That's weird. Nobody does that. And I'm like, well, okay. He's like, you're Sheldon because you see how to help somebody. Like, you may not, like, it's a hard fight to get you to do it, but you'll do it. Because I'm not going to go above and beyond. But listen, there's nothing wrong with if you see somebody coming in the door with a bunch of bags to stop and hold the door. The fuck did that hurt anybody? You go to the store and you buy a cup of coffee and you see somebody short some change, but you got 47 cents and they short 13. It's okay to give somebody 13 cents. Ah, man, let me give you, go ahead, man, give them my change. You'd be surprised the very people that y'all won't talk to be the very people who have the information to help y'all. I haven't been blessed because I've been the smartest. I've been the blessed because I've been okay and willing to say, hey, can you help me? Hey, I got a question. Hey, I don't understand. Hey, I'm unsure. Say it again. Can I come back when everyone else is done? And can you show me again? Is there a way I can pay for something extra so I can get some additional training? I've always been willing to go the extra mile so that way when I understand it and I know that I know. You cannot take information from a person who actually has done it. When you have physically filled out the form to do something, you now have the confidence to go do it again because you've already done it. You know all the steps to go do it. If there's some minor changes along the way, okay, ooh, that was a new change. Okay, I'll add that to the list to know next time. But you know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, go get in a room with somebody. All right, y'all, when we come back, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to do Black People Are Dope. Y'all know this is my favorite segment. So we're getting ready to do Black People Are Dope. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Cowards and it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been in jail before. Suck my dick and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with, jump quick. How the fuck you going from your dog or some bum shit? I say go to gun click. Now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around it's like, well, I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I accept, so watch what you do, or you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas try to diss you. That's why you laying on your back looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let that up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all on the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more talking, put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, that you trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga. Fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft right nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out. Sun in the sun out, I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga run in his mouth, I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon'.
Yo, 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 before we do Black People Are Dope, yo, 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 I got a black dope dude in the building. What it do, D?
What's good, my guy?
My dude's in the building. Like, you don't understand, like, I just got frostbite on me right now. Like,
hold
Hold on, my guy. I forgot what it was. I got caught up in the verses tonight. You know what I'm saying? So
who's the verses tonight?
Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One.
Oh, I know that was good.
It was good if you appreciate the essence.
Yeah. Like, I know they
were
spitting bars.
You know what? Let's put it this way, man. Like, I ain't going to say Kane ran out of hits or whatever, but he started spitting, man. He started putting out freestyles out there that made these young kids make them want to step they shit up.
Listen. This is what I tell any kid in this era. I appreciate what y'all put out musically. I do not disrespect anything that they put out musically. But what I tell them is this: the reason why I don't put none of them in the same category of hip hop as a KRS-One, a Nas, a Biggie, a Pac, is because it doesn't matter the time, the place, the feel, the essence, the whatever is going on. Music is music. And if I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck if you're not a rapper. You don't write your own shit. That, to me, then that takes you out of the category of being an artist, because an artist can get in and perform with other artists.
But you know what? It actually took me back to the actual word MC. And a lot of people don't understand what the word MC stands for. Master of Ceremony.
Because what did Rakim say? He says, I am a microphone fiend. People don't understand.
I live.
He gotta have that. I gotta have it in my hand. I have to.
This is what it is. Even though he was doing
the reason why LL Cool J got that thing tattooed, why he got that thing Excalibur tattooed on his arm, that meant something.
Exactly.
That's why I tell you, I can't respect nobody if you ain't really. Like I tell cats, at the end of the day, say what you want to say about T.I., but T.I. ended some careers.
He ended careers nationally and kept them local.
Yep.
He kept them local.
Yeah. He ended their careers. He said, listen, guys, y'all don't want that national scene, but I can still put money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you right now, I got some of them albums that some of them people put out, and they stand by the testament of their work, and I'm like, yo, yeah, you better be in, like, whatever way T.I. using you, you might want to stay in that pocket. You ain't really good solo.
That too. You know what? Hold on, my guy. Damn, you know what I'm saying? What it is. I don't promote anybody else's stuff. But if you want to see a replay of some true authentic, download the Trill app and you'll probably be able to catch it in the morning, or YouTube.
Here's why. Because let me tell you something. I know when you give me certain artists, when you tell me Big Daddy Kane when you said his name, there's only a certain caliber of type of MCs that you could even put in that room.
Man,
notice I said MC. I didn't say rappers. I said MC. I know what we said. You just can't. You gotta put a KRS-One in the room. You gotta put a Rakim in the room. You gotta put a LL in the room. You gotta put a Busta Rhymes. You gotta put a rap god in the room.
Right.
I say it just like that, and I meant what I said, and I'll stand by that. You gotta put a rap god in the room.
Nah, you gotta put somebody from the early 90s, late 80s in that room.
Like, you gotta put a god in the room. Like, you can't go and just put anybody in that room, because I'm telling you, the type of rappers, they can talk, they can rap politics, they can rap economics, they can rap industry, they can rap local, they can rap national, they can rap international, they can rap geopolitical, subculture. Like, you can get a well-rounded MCism coming from them, and it doesn't matter what direction you go with them, they're going to be able to hold their own, whether you're talking about rap hits or just holding a microphone.
Right.
It was
crazy, because personally, I know that Kane doesn't have the
he don't got the catalog.
Doesn't have the hit. No, he got the catalog, but he ain't got the hit that people
the
would
catalog.
Understand.
When I say catalog, I don't mean that his catalog isn't deep enough. Like, he has the versatile enough catalog, but he doesn't have in that catalog hit per hit to go back to back to back in a multifaceted way. He doesn't have that type of catalog for the artist he was going up against.
Okay, I give you to the latter part of what you just said, yes. But what I'm saying is
specifically to the artist.
He doesn't have the A sides. Kane got
right.
All the B sides. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So like what I'm saying is like, Jay-Z will kill anybody with his B-sides.
Yeah, just his
B-sides. Before he even got to tap in, you know what I'm saying, to something real.
That's why when you're comparing certain rappers, I'm like, you can't compare certain rappers, because I'm like, bro, there's certain rappers out here who can put out a song that you ain't never even heard yet, and it'll be better than some people's whole catalog.
Right.
Like, there are some people that are that still good to this day, but it's like, you can't really compare it, because, like, me and my wife was having a debate, and somebody actually said this, and I said, y'all don't understand, y'all are wrong in this perspective. And it was like, what? I said, here's the argument. And somebody said, you can't, there's no artist dead or alive that can compete with R. Kelly's music collection. And somebody said Michael Jackson and Prince. And I said, no.
No.
And people got mad at me. And
Hold on. I could say Prince, but Prince never, his composure. He composed a lot of music and wrote his own music, and people sampled a lot of his stuff, but
mm-hmm.
he never wrote for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, I can't lie. He wrote for some, but not a lot.
He wrote for
not to the magnitude of Kale.
Because here's a question that I ask, and this is what I tell people this. Go find me one genre of music that Kells don't have at least some form of a Grammy, Emmy, some type of award where his name is on something in almost every music genre, and then understand, while he was in music, he basically co-produce or help drive in several different styles of genres in R&B and hip-hop and pop culture.
Let's put it like this. He wrote three gospel joints that people rock to this day.
And so what I was telling people, not only that, when you go and you look at Kirk Franklin's biggest selling album was composed by who?
Kills.
And I'm trying to get people. I'm not trying to say because people want to have this argument of saying that I have to not give him credit because of what he did as a pedophile. I'm like, no. Understand, they're not complicit. His music catalog is his music catalog across all genres. You can accept it or
hold
not,
on.
But what you
hold
cannot
on,
take
hold
away
hold
from
on.
Him.
Hold on, my guy. As long as they saying that, let's put it like this. The facts is the facts. Within the last, when did he get convicted? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
His music catalog went up 200%. After they took his music videos and his music off of YouTube.
But you can't take his music off.
Yes, think about it.
Aaliyah's whole first album is R. Kelly.
No. Listen here. Listen how I'm saying this. Okay. What they did is they took his music channels and everything, his likeness, off of YouTube. Right? Anything that was directly attended to the man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that still doesn't mean that you can't go to, say, you start a page on YouTube and you start posting or streaming an R. Kelly 12-play album or public announcement album. Say you do that, put that on there. Still get revenue from that. Now, okay. Now, that's a little bit. When we talk about 200%, where do you think the rest of this shit coming from? Where do you really think the rest of that revenue coming from? Come on, man. That's from the other streaming services, Apple, Spotify. SoundCloud. All that. You still get money, man. When y'all said that he was broke, they reported that man was in debt. Just y'all streaming for the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
He good.
He cleared that. He just cleared
he
all
good.
That.
Yep. His estate is good. His attorneys are paid, and now they're getting ready to fight. They're going to fight his appeal defense.
Exactly. I'm partial, bipartial to this shit because a lot of these women were in their latter. They were older. They were grown.
Mm-hmm.
They were grown women. They were fucking grown women.
Mm-hmm.
You went
mm-hmm.
with your choices.
Mm-hmm.
You could have left when the fuck you wanted to. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that you couldn't be. Listen, man, let's go. I thought we were going into a segment, man. We ain't going into this.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because here's my thing. This is what I tell people all the time. I'm not so much concerned about what all went on with the court proceedings because this is what I told somebody a long time ago. The time that he's going to sell
the document.
No, because I don't care. Like, I haven't paid no attention to none of this. This is what I told somebody. He got convicted. He went to jail. If he's done anywhere near any of the things that they said he's done, then it's time well served. Maybe it'll give him some time to reflect, repent, and get his life together. If he didn't do the things that he did and he's unjust, maybe they just got tired of him making too much money and he needed to reflect, relax and get his life together. At the end of the day, bitch, I wasn't there. I didn't record shit. I wasn't fucking him. I don't know. So I'm not going to judge somebody for what I don't know. Because I wasn't there. I didn't follow the trial. I really don't care. But what I do want people to what I do want people to respect is whatever they said he did, if they got the evidence and they convicted him for that, that is fine. I'm not arguing with that. The same thing I said about Bill Cosby. If he did what they said he did, then whatever. If he didn't, then whatever. I wasn't there.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, bro, I had to explain this to somebody. They was like, why do you say it like that? I said, because whether right or wrong, if you get pulled over, they can find a reason to have you in jail the rest
correct.
Of the day. I've seen it.
Hey, listen, I ain't say the rest of my life, but yeah, they could pull you over for anything.
For anything. It can get real interesting. And the rest of your life might not even be, hold on, but not, the rest of your life might not even be making it to jail.
Listen, let's put it like this, 1 mile over the speed limit, one swerve,
failure to signal.
Just because you got a piss, or you pissing in that damn piss bottle, or water bottle that you got in the car, because you got to pee and you ain't got nowhere to piss, you know what I mean, to pull over to, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You feel me?
It is what it is. So at the end of the day, all I tell people is this, man, I'm not judging nobody. I was just making it a basis, music and music only, because at the end of the day, because somebody was like, oh, well, you can't say that. I said, one of the top five selling-est persons of all time was Elvis, and he was a pedophile. And y'all still consider him as one of the greatest musicians to ever live. And y'all know. Y'all got a marriage certificate. They got somebody's exact
nothing.
Edge on it.
That man played cover songs of black people.
He didn't create shit. And y'all treat him as if
played,
he is the greatest.
All his music was black cover songs that can't be found, that was paid off to the black guy for about $10,000, because that was the biggest money that was ever seen in life. Come on. Let's be real.
And so, spade and a spade is a spade. All right, y'all, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, if you know the answer to the trivia question that I asked earlier, the number is 563-999-3090. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The only way to play is gritty. I want cheddar so we can front up in the 850. My whole committee like the Puff L's and Lil Jiggy. Who want to test this? My simi leave you chestless. And ain't shit that you can say to me when you be breathless. Young but I done did shit that you won't do. Stick ahead with that bullshit you blab about going through. I got niggas who pump on your block and in your spot. Who sit next to you protecting you but still murder you, player. Don status, nigga, we getting chips assist. And bad bitches is frontin' in clips
the lock, be taking knots from the out of state spots. Any nigga make it hot, get found in vacant lot. You don't really wanna come try the one guy who stayed dumb high from blunt lies. The racket sang sang alumni who got more beef than the Islamic farm. So I pack enough sonic arms to neutralize atomic bomb. It's not a nigga in your gang want it. My AK slay gauge, spray strays, niggas names on it. Often I bug, then bust off in the thug. Have a chump coughing blood, fill his coffin with slug. Yo, you know I got enough guns to wreck a nation. Any nigga wave attacking Mason, have an explanation. You bring your crew in them, I'm doing them. Then I'm beating them down with aluminum. Then I'm putting two in them. You can't touch me, I've been devil sent. Wanted for investment. A lot of other things, but that's irrelevant.
If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something. If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something.
Yeah.
Check out the kid that get coke like Sosa. Never turn down Chocha. Be in the Costa Rica, sipping margaritas with a mommy. Cleaning my Tommy, showing love to my army. Whenever the locks find rippy blocks, we kill them. Yeah, I hear niggas, but I still don't feel them. And this is for the listeners and prisoners and them jealous rap cats that prefer dissing us. My 16s be so real, you can feel them in your vein like Romello's pops from Sugar Hill. Jay be the cause for the kiss at your wake. Cartel lips spitting clips at your face. We started from the bottom. You'll see bag niggas party. Whatever, we can do it at the garden. Word life, this shit is real, bitch. I'm making niggas blow trial even if they not guilty.
I want a palace for my thugs with oriental rugs. Bring back some drugs, get whacked for the love. 20 niggas fatter me, still couldn't shatter me. I'm only getting up, splitting up your anatomy. Official block family, ranch niggas handing me. I want the finer things, and I hope you understand me. Sitting at the table planning, plug the fan in. Let the sweat dry off and then grab the cannon. Think the smartest, and retaliate the hardest. Regardless, if you a thug or a rap artist, respect me like Pesci. And if rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky, puffin' Nestle. And y'all niggas done started something. Acting invincible like you guard something. If you guard, then I'ma make a lot till you rot. And if you a player, then play for everything you got. And if you a thug, then start busting all shots. And if you a dog, you better bite before you bark.
If you love the money, then prepare to die for it. Niggas done started something. You can lay in the flames or hug the sky for it. Niggas done started something.
Don't come at me with no bullshit, use caution. When I wet shit, I dead shit, like abortion. For bigger portion of extortion and racketeering. Got niggas fearing. Fuck what you heard, what you hearing. How much darker must it get? How much harder must it hit? See if your hardest nigga slip when I start a bunch of shit. I like pussy, but not up in my face, so give me 3 feet. Cause when we creep no more than 3D, niggas see sheep. Bloodhounds found your shit buried in the mud. Following chases of gunpowder residue and blood. A positive ID is impossible, so you know John Doe is what they gon' be putting on that tag on your truck. Now who gon' tell your mother her baby's under recover in the morgue? Sniff as the log snipped out by the dog. Son of a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you came for. Surgery with the chainsaw. I hit the fucker streets, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat. Motherfuckers think it's all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. While I'm testing bitches' game, addressing bitches and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels, what I'm dealing with is all devils. Fucking with snakes, running with niggas you call rebels. I got an army of 730 niggas, dirty niggas that come through and worry niggas. 30 niggas that like to bury niggas. And scary niggas get it all the time, cause what they got is all of mine. Your man was talking shit until I pulled a nine. And if I don't know you, I don't fuck with you. And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you. And gave it to money, cause I just lost my mind when he crossed the line. Sent his back through his chest and I tossed a nine. Boss the crime, black Gotti. I stack bodies with the black shoddy. Bitch ass niggas that act naughty. Get it?
These niggas is for real. These niggas ain't playing.
This ain't no fucking game. You think we playing? Rough Riders.
Yo, D.
You.
That's one of them songs right there. You got to let that whole thing ride. You can't cut off X at no point in that verse.
I got no, man. Listen. The whole shit.
You got to play the whole. Because, I mean, everybody bangs on that cut.
From sheet to X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Motherfuckers think is I'm all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. I'm stressing bitches games and breaking bitches and dragging bitches. Dealing with niggas.
Listen,
on all levels.
I love X. And I had to do an X show tonight, and everything that I did tonight was in honor of X. It was X's energy. Because I just felt like when he first died, I couldn't do his show justice. Like I was too emotional. People don't understand. X is one, like X for me personally, he is in my Hall of Fame. Like I'm not giving the nigga enough.
You should have just came to me, man. I could have told you every song, every thing.
I was in so much pain when X died, bro.
Like when you say it that way, man, everybody was, because that was our guy.
He was my guy. Like, people don't understand. In the late 90s, after Pac, I went Pac X. I don't know where everybody else went. I was already following X underground because I was really following him as Darkman X. Like I tell people, I love underground hip hop way more than I love mainstream. And so,
I give you that, but I'm calling New York bias, but listen, bro, it is what it is, man. I'm a Pac fan. I can't do it, man. I can't be. It's always big before Pac. It's always big before Pac.
That's you because you New York, and like, but for me, I grew up everywhere.
But you know what? It's a crazy thing, is because after a while, you know what I'm saying? Life brings you to certain places. You know what I mean? Like, I was in high school, and everybody, you know what I mean? It was something that was like, yo, pop this, pop that. They started putting me on to the 7 day, you know what I'm saying, 7 day theory, and then all the Machiavelli mixtapes, or 700 of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that nigga, listen, like it's crazy because cats be like, Wayne be putting out mixtapes. I'm like, bro, y'all don't understand. Pop put out like I think sometimes Pop put out like mixtapes on the same day.
No, these was after he died, man.
No, I'm talking about before that nigga died. I'm talking about while he was still alive.
Oh, well, like, he didn't put out that many mixtapes, but he was putting out. After he died and all those mixtapes was coming out, and then But you gotta look at
not in New York, but underground, and like while he was in jail, the things that he was allowing to be released, and the things that he was doing just underground, like that whole time.
No, like I'm saying, like a lot of that stuff I was already privy to, and I wasn't a Pac fan, you know what I'm saying? So it was, you know what I mean, when it come down to it, man, it's big, man, it's big.
You go
right now, man, and you put on, you know what I'm saying, you put One More Chance on, right? You know what I'm saying, the whole club jigging, you know what I mean, it don't matter how you want to put it.
Yeah, but this is what I was telling people, and they was like, what? I said, the reason why there's an argument of Pac and Big being, like, arguably the greatest. They were arguably the greatest at the same time with two totally different styles.
Yeah. I give you that, because they were talking two different worlds.
They were talking two different energies.
No, I can't say that. It was like this. It was Pac was talking political and street, and then Big was talking street and ladies. So.
That's why I said it was speaking two different energies, because when you look at where they were coming from, were they coming from the black experience? Were they coming culturally appropriate and everything that we were as a movement? Absolutely. They were killing it. But when you looked at it, come on, Biggie took fat ugly niggas to a new extreme.
That made the niggas tough.
Nobody was looking at them niggas like big niggas had to be like Heavy D. They had to be light skinned and big. Like, they couldn't just be motherfucking burly, chocolate, rough around the edge and breathing heavy like a lineman. Bitches wasn't fucking with that then.
They were doing it. They were lying about it.
Like, that was that 2 a.m. nigga. Like, I'm not mad. And again, like, it's no disrespect. Everybody like what they like. I told, listen, bro, I know a dude right now who will tell you, he like a girl that's slightly handicapped. I looked at the nigga. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, she got me a little bit handicapped. I'm like, bro, you what? Can't say that shit with a straight
what's
face.
That? What's that? What's slightly? What's slightly? Come on, man. Come on, man. We about to run this shit to 12 o'clock. Because I got to figure out what's slightly. I got to find out.
Me, I couldn't. Me, I couldn't. I didn't want
you
to. Like,
me.
I was done.
You
I
know,
was, bro,
I
was,
got to know. I got to know. Because I'm on,
me,
the,
I'm
on
not,
the line.
I'm, me, I'm not, me, we're not doing this we tonight. Gotta we got to end the show shortly. We can't do this tonight. We don't got no time.
Nah, we running it over. We got to run it over.
We got to run it over. No, we got shit to do. D, hey, listen,
what,
after the bill, so saying
what,
I'm trying to go to
is,
bed.
You tell me. You tell, no, you
listen, I never asked him. I didn't want to know, but just know, every girl he ever talked to was always some type of slight handicap. We always had to figure the shit out. Like,
nah, you
I was like, nah,
can't figure
was,
shit that out. You can't figure that out. You can't figure that out. Either you are or you're not.
No, like, they, like, bro, it's like the whole time, like, you thinking this girl is perfectly normal and did some shit that, like, you remember Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, like, really, like, shit like that, like, bruh, it was always, like, the whole narcoleptic thing, like, I know a dude, he was really dating a narcoleptic, like, I'm like, bro, like, she really, yep, like, I can't make this shit up, bro. This shit's real life.
This
like,
nigga
I
was a racist. He was a racist. He was a borderline racist.
No, she was really into this nigga, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah, because he was a borderline racist. That's what it was. You gotta go spade with it, what it is. You
know what I mean? Stop. I can't do this with you. We gotta end the show, bro. You done took me all. You done took me all the way out my DMX thug mode, bro. Now you got me over here laughing and giggling and cackling like a little bitch shit, bro.
Going. We could play how it's going down, but I'm just saying. I just gave it to you right there. You know what I mean?
I'm not being cold, dude. We gotta get out of here, man. You gotta get the people the word. No, you gotta get the people the word of the day, bro. Cause it's time to go home. We can't do this.
Okay. Okay. Word of the day. Research.
I like that.
I'm not giving you no Webster shit. I'm giving you my shit.
Yeah.
If
sure.
you don't
That's
know
sure,
it, if you really don't know it, you don't comprehend it, and you're going to be like, instead of saying no or saying, man, fuck that, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, just say, okay. Let me look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me Google it. Let me Google it. Not Wikipedia it. Let me Google it. When you Google it, look at the first joint, then go down to the next one, and then to the next one. Reference yourself. Because that's the only way that you are legitimate. Because that's the same way when on your job resume, when they ask for references, and they call up your homeboy that you have live for you. Excuse me, did I say that? I've been drinking. So you.
See, you was almost legitimate till you went there. See, just like a nigga, bro.
No,
see?
That was that was always was getting
can't give credit no more. Now, listen,
Scarface. That's like my man. You know what I'm saying? Tony Montana said, he said, "E, I don't know how to lie. I even lie." You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't understand that part when he was over there cussing out his old lady in the motherfucking restaurant, and he told everybody that they lying. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. You know the whole. I guarantee you, everybody know that motherfucking.
I hate you. Don't get off. Get off.
His whole
production manager, mute him. He is one half of the muted
verbal
game. Mute
but I'm just
him.
Singing. I'm just singing. Just do
mute
it. You know what I'm saying?
Mute.
This,
damn it, mute
fuck
him.
You. Fuck you. I'm just saying.
Turn his mic off. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here, man. Let's go ahead and pay a bill real quick. We've got to do Black People Are Dope, and I wanted to do this because, like, this made me actually cry. I was sitting in Publix parking lot, and I wanted to say this. I was sitting in Publix parking lot yesterday, and this man came out, and he was coming out of Publix, and he had some flowers in his hand, and he goes and he puts the flowers between his legs, and he unlocks the bike. And he, I mean, he's holding the flowers with complete just gentle care. Like, everything he's doing is about protecting the flowers. And so after he gets the bike unlocked and get everything done, I said, "You must really love her." And he goes, "What?" I said, "You must really love her. Tara, it's our first anniversary." I said, "I can tell." He says, "Because," I said, "the most important thing that you have in your hands right now is the flowers." And he was like, "Yeah." He was like, he goes, "Sometimes when I ride my bike, it's hard to do things." I said, "Sir, I'm an avid bike rider." I said, "I get it." I said, "But on today, any other day, your bike would be the most important thing that you handle. But today, it's the flowers. You really love her." And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "Go home and tell her that. That'll mean the world to her." And I said that because Black folks have been dope. We have been in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of, if you're 40 years old, just look at the dumb shit that we've made it through just to get to 40 or 37 or 35 or 30 or 50 or 60, whatever direction of that. Just look at everything in your lifetime that you've had to go through on a national, social, economic, financial, emotional roller coaster, psychological, spiritual. Look at all the growth that you've had over the years, and look how much better you continue to get, and look at all that you continue to try to spur on the way to be better and get better. That is the name of the game. So Black people that are living today anywhere on this globe, I'm not separating an individual today. We are dope. We are taking care of our loved ones. We are taking care of our sick ones. We are burying our dead. We are teaching our young. We are maintaining in middle age. Like, it's time to acknowledge the good shit. We done made all the types of time for all the negative, all the drama. Can we acknowledge the good stuff? Because we're dope. We're resilient. We are abundant. We are many. We are plenty. And we are love. Above all these things, love is paramount. So stop taking life for granted. Stop acting like I'm not sure if tomorrow comes. If tomorrow comes, live that bitch. Live the fuck out of tomorrow. And then after tomorrow passes, live the fuck out of the next day. Stop living in fear. Stop letting people talk down to you. Stop letting people demonize you. Stop letting people harm you. Stop letting people hurt you. And that goes for the people that claim that they love you too. It's okay to say, "Fuck you, no, you're hurting me, and I recognize that you're hurting me, and I'm saying that I'm hurt. And if you don't like it, that's your problem, and you need to do something with you, because I'm telling you I don't like it, no, stop, rape, harm, file." If you can't do that, if you can't look somebody in the eye and tell them that you don't like what's being done to you, I'm going to say this first and foremost. You deserve what's happening to you, because you have to be the person that be the first one to stop someone from hurting you, because the rule is self-preservation. Even if you have to endure it, when you get done with that situation, go get help. Go scream, go cry, go beg, go plead until somebody listens to you. Stop living in fear. That is what control is. Control is fear-based. What I can do to you, what I have over you, what I can leverage against you, that is what control is. I don't live in that. If I can't talk to you as an equal, if I can't talk to you as a peer, if I can't talk to you in love, I'd rather not have a conversation. It is okay to be great. So on that note, I love y'all. Thank you for participating, D. Thank you for coming out and kicking it with us. Guys, we're going to continue to do just Sunday shows only until season 5, which will be in 2022. And then we'll be bringing back the live shows, live platforms, touring, and all of that good jazz. So right now we're going to stick with just Sunday, so Soulful Sunday. We'll be back next Sunday at 9 o'clock. We'll definitely have a different musical tribute, so you never know what we're going to do when it comes to music, but definitely come back and kick it with us because we got something special every Sunday. But just thank you, man. Hey, D, I appreciate it.
We will collaborate on a musical tribute. It won't be the same person.
You coming back to the show? You coming home?
I'm trying to be nice tonight. It's not gonna be always the same genre of music. So
Hold on, sir. How you gonna come to my show and then tell me what I'm not gonna be doing?
Did you not say friends on this?
Yeah, it says friends, but you ain't gonna tell. Whose name first?
I don't give a fuck. It just say big. I thought that was me from the beginning.
Oh, that was you? That's not what we call you around here. They call me Big Papa.
I don't give a fuck. You can call me anything, but you know what? You know what it is at the end of that. But
I'm not playing with you, man. But hey,
it's not always going to be the same genre of music that you like or whatever it is. We just going to play the music of the feeling for the day or the week. Let's put it that way.
Well, sir, what I'm going to need you to do so you can understand how this works, because it's great that you gave me a great soliloquy online of what you're going to tell me we're going to do, but you're going to need to get the songs to me so I can upload them in the right format.
No, I'm going to give you the genre, and then you just whatever.
You ain't giving me shit. If you want me to play it on the show, you do the work. You ain't giving me shit.
I'm just saying the feeling of the.
My mama said if somebody want to give us if you give a suggestion, you do the work.
You know my number, man.
If you want the suggestion, you do the work. We're gonna start being black around here. Don't make me be a Negro.
Because I just might not be on. I just need a feeling of the week. We need to collaborate for feeling.
I know, but when I get a feeling of what I want to do, let me tell you what I do. I have a music producer, right? I send all the songs that I want to have queued up, and the music producer sends me in all the songs, and then I go put all the songs in the format. Basically, I got a DJ in the background that uploads all the music that I want for the show. So you need to either give me the songs in advance.
Well, I don't need some time. I want you right here next to me.
Thank you, production manager. I love you.